I promise,
repeated Vivian softly. At the door, he turned and looked at her happily.
I will come for you tomorrow,
he said.
Tomorrow,
she repeated with a smile. An hour and 40 minutes later, Hartley stepped off the train when it stopped in the suburbs and walked to his house. As he walked towards the door, a woman ran to him. She had black hair and was wearing a long white dress. They kissed and walked into the house. Part 3.
Eloise will go,
said Hartley angrily.
I haven't had one day without problems since I met her. You are right, Vivian. Eloise must go before I can take you home, but she will go. I have decided.
Then?
Said Vivian.
My answer is yes. I will be yours.
She looked into his eyes, and Hartley could hardly believe his luck.
Promise me,
he said.